Hello, hello, hello. Here's Mailanka again. Another episode from Sri Aurobindo's essays, Divine and Human. When there is destruction, it is the form that perishes, not the spirit. For the world and its ways are forms of one truth which appears in this material world in ever new bodies and constantly varied apparel. The inward eternal taking the joy of outward mutability. The truth of the old satya that is dead was not different from the truth of the new satya that is to be born. For it is truth that restores itself always and persists. In India, the chosen land, it is preserved. In the soul of India, it sleeps, expectant of that soul's awakening, the soul of India leonine, luminous, locked in the closed petals of the ancient lotus of strength and wisdom. Not in her weak, sordid, transient, and miserable externals. India alone can build the future of mankind. In India alone can the effective avatar appear to the nations. And until he appears, it is for India to gather herself up out of her dust and degradation, symbol of the shattered Satya Yuga, commune with her soul by yoga, and to know her past and her future. I have not here speculated on what we should build, what we should break, nor shall I now define my detailed opinions. But whatever it be, we must do it in the light and in the spirit of that triple principle of the divine nature. We must act in the reflection of God's love, strength, and wisdom. We are Hindus seeking to re-Hinduize society, not to Europeanize it. But what is Hinduism and what is its social principle? One thing at least is certain about Hinduism, religious or social, that its whole outlook is Godward. Its whole business and search is the discovery of God and our fulfillment in God. But God is everywhere and universal. Where did Hinduism seek him? Ancient or pre-Buddhistic Hinduism sought him both in the world and outside it. It took its stand on the strength and beauty and joy of the Veda, unlike modern or post-Buddhistic Hinduism, which is oppressed with Buddha's sense of universal sorrow and Shankara's sense of universal illusion. Shankara, who was the better able to destroy Buddhism, because he was himself half a Buddhist. Ancient Hinduism aimed socially at our fulfillment in God in life. Modern Hinduism at the escape from life to God. The more modern ideal is fruitful of a noble and ascetic spirituality, but has a chilling and hostile effect on social soundness and development. Social life under its shadow stagnates for want of belief and delight, Shraddha and Ananda. If we are to make our society perfect and the nation is to live again, then we must revert to the earlier and fuller truth. We must not make life a waiting for renunciation, but renunciation a preparation for life. Instead of running from God in the town to God in the forest, we must rather plunge into the mountain solitude in our own souls for knowledge and joy and spiritual energy to sustain any part that may be given to us by the master of the Lila. If we get that strength, any society we build up must be full of the instinct of immortal life and move inevitably towards perfection. As to the precise way in which society will be reconstructed, we have hardly yet knowledge enough to solve that problem. We ought to know before we act, but we are rather eager to act violently in the light of any dim ray of knowledge that may surprise our unreflecting intellects. And although God often uses our haste for great and beneficial purposes, yet that way of doing things is not the best, either for a man or a nation. One thing seems to me clear, that the future will deny that principle of individual selfishness and collective self-interest on which European society has hitherto been based, and our renovated systems will be based on the renunciation of individual selfishness and the organization of brotherhood, principles common to Christianity, Mohammedism, and Hinduism. We will pause at this moment for today and let us take heed of what Sri Aurobindo has said in our current situation, to act with love, not in haste, to be careful and go slowly with God as the center of our ideals, and know that in the end, as always, truth shall prevail. Thank you for tuning in, and join us again next week for another episode.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.